Good evening. What a week it's been here at camp. I don't know about you, but when I first heard about that we'd be looking at Jonah, I thought to myself for a moment, okay, that story from Sunday school. But I've really just been moved and touched by the depth of which we've looked at it, the teaching and the sharing, and just what a time it's been. Let's start with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, you are here with us, Lord. You surround us and fill us with your presence. How beautiful it is, Lord, that you want to know us, how you care for us, and how you show your mercy to us each and every day. Help us to understand that, Lord. Help us to see you in others, and others to see you in us. We pray that you would just help equip us, Lord, give us the understanding we need, and speak to us. We pray for each and everyone here, Lord. We're thankful for the work that you've done this week, for those that have committed their life to you, for those that have recommitted their life to you. We pray that you would just continue to work in them, continue to work in us, and may we be welcoming of those that are searching for you, those that walk in broken and incomplete and needing your grace. We pray all this in your name. Amen. So tonight, just through the ministry of word and song, our focus is going to be on obedience and our response to what God has done and that he is never too far. A question to start off with is, are there areas in life where you find it extremely difficult to put God first? Are there areas in life where you find it extremely difficult to put God first? You might think, sure, I've got a whole list. Or you might think, I don't know. It might be a question that we struggle with. Another way we could word it is this way. Are we saying that we are putting God first, but really in practice, in reality, just doing so on our own terms? In other words, not putting God first. I think of my own life and just the different responses I had to God. I've had some good responses, but I've also had those poor responses. We'll call those the worst ideas. In all the worst ideas, they have been when I've tried to elevate, reach, and build myself in a way that I thought was at a level that Christ was. In reality, I was really just trying to bring Christ down to my level. Is that you? The next song highlights the moments we do just that. It also shows the obedience we need when we are saved and the mercy he has when we fall.
I built a tower to the sky. Sun. Must have flown too close, 'cause I fell into the ocean. 'Cause all of my worst ideas start with me trying to put myself up where you are. And all my worst ideas end with you rescuing me as I spin out of control, off the road, reaping the wound I have sown. All of my worst ideas always end with me singing hallelujah. I've been saved by grace again. Get through to me after all, 'cause every time I try and hide, doesn't matter where I sail, I always end up capsized. criticized, 'cause all of my worst ideas start with me trying to run away from where you are. And all my worst ideas end with you rescuing me as I spin out of control, off the road, reaping the wound I have sown. All of my worst ideas always end with me singing Alleluia. I've been saved by grace again. And I keep telling myself that I'll rise up eventually. Losing sight of how good you are, and all my worst ideas end with you rescuing me as I spin out of control, off the road, reaping the whirlwind I have sown. All of my worst ideas always end with me singing Alleluia. I've been saved by grace, oh Alleluia. I've been saved by grace, oh Alleluia. I've been saved by grace again.
As the song says, the start of our worst ideas were with us losing sight of how good He is, and that we are saved by grace again and again. It just takes us daily recognizing that. It takes us daily recognizing how good He is and how His ways are higher than ours. Isaiah 55:9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts.
It's not what I prayed for, it's not what I wanted, it's nothing that I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing, I'm placing it all in your hands. Your ways are higher than mine. I want mountains to move, you want me to climb, so I'm gonna trust your work, your will and your time. Your ways are higher than mine. One day I'm sure I will look back and marvel at how you knew best all along. You see from heaven, you know it's the hard times that make my faith steady and strong. Your ways are higher than mine. I want mountains to move, you want me to climb, so I'm gonna trust your work, your will and your time. Your ways are higher than mine. When I start to doubt, help me believe somewhere you're so far above me. Your ways are higher than mine. I want mountains to move. You want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust your work, your will, and your time. Your ways are so much higher than mine. Your ways are higher than mine.
It's not what I prayed for. It's not what I wanted. It's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing. I'm placing it all in your hands. Think of how we're sometimes led down a path we don't expect or think we want to go. He knows us and is faithful, and he knows exactly what he's doing. Psalms 139, 1 to 10. You have searched me, Lord. You know me. You know when I sit, when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast.
Delight, Christ will hold me fast.
fast, precious in His holy sight. He will hold me fast, He will not let my soul be lost. His promises shall last, brought by Him at such a cost. So He will hold me fast. For my life He bled and died, Christ will hold me fast. Justice has been satisfied, He will hold me fast. Days with Him to endless life, He will hold me fast. Till our faith is turned to sight, He comes at last.
So the words Christ, He will hold me fast, is repeated over 18 times in that song. And how true are they, those words? The song emphasizes God's faithfulness and assurance we have as believers, as we are held secure in Christ's love and grace, rather than just leaning on our own understanding and our own strength. There was a man by the name of Robert who was once asked to play at an evangelism service. Robert did not want to do it. He thought of any way he could to get out of it. He would reluctantly say yes because the sole reason was he wanted to please his parents. So the time came where Robert was to play an instrumental hymn. He had other intentions. He no longer wanted to do it. So instead of playing the hymn, he just played his own song. He ad-libbed. He added things. He made the experience all about himself. Expecting the preacher to be very annoyed and to be possibly shown the door, the preacher leaned over and smiled and just mouthed the words, "Keep going." You see, Robert was an unbeliever. He didn't know that those around him were praying for him and caring for him. He would go on to accept Christ and continue playing at these services. Some time later, Robert encountered a new believer. This new believer was on fire for the Lord and excited with his new faith, but he was discouraged. He was troubled with the thought that he would have to hold on to his faithfulness through the thick and the thin through the rest of his life, and he was scared to fail. Robert encouraged the person, but was so touched by the encounter that he wrote a friend, and he asked the friend, "What would you say in this circumstance?" And this friend replied with the hymn, "He will hold me fast." Robert Harkness would go on playing "He will hold me fast" around the world in the early 1900s at services. He would go on to write his own hymns. After reluctantly not wanting to do so, God had other intentions. We're going to have another special number, How Precious Your Presence to Me. And that is going to be followed by another song, Still Waters, Psalm 23.
Jesus, how precious your presence. Every morning I wake, you pour out new mercies from heaven. Oh, your love, it leads me to say, holy, worthy, my heart beats for you only. All I want, all I need, how precious your presence to me. Jesus, how precious your presence. Every hour of the day, you walk with me just like you promised. Oh, I'm sure you're with me always. Holy, worthy, my heart beats for you only. All I want, all I need, how precious your presence to me. Jesus, how precious your presence. Every evening the same, you lead me to rest when I'm restless, and tomorrow all over again. Holy, worthy, my heart beats for you only. All I want, all I need, how precious your presence to me. How precious your presence to me.
Great Aunt Marine said at 103, write scripture on your heart. When you need it, 'cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I know you are with me, my Father, my friend. Your goodness and mercy will follow me all of my days. I know by your still waters I'm safe.
Lord, I believe you can
and quiet. I know there's power in your word. So I'll say it over and over till my soul's reminded.
Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I know you are with me, my Father, my friend. Your goodness and mercy will follow me all of my days. I know by your still waters I'm safe. Still waters run through any valley I could find. I'm laying fear down here at heaven's riverside. Your word has been true every season of my life. I believe, yes, I believe. Still waters run through any valley I could find. I'm laying fear down here at heaven's riverside. Your word has been true every season of my life. I believe, yes, I believe. Though the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I know you are with me, my Father, my friend. Your goodness and mercy will follow me all of my days. I know by your still waters I'm safe.
Think of the women at the well and how the necessity is that we need water. The human body cannot survive without physical water, but let's remember that the spiritual body cannot survive without spiritual water. The Lord wants to lead us to a place of rest, a place of trust, a place of confidence, a place where you rely on Him and focus on Him. Psalms 34:8, taste and see that the Lord is good, blessed, and the one who takes refuge of Him. We can have one more special number. And as I invite them down, I want you to consider what He has done for you, what He is telling you now. Is He challenging you? Is He teaching you something? Is He calling you?
Every morning when I wake up to see the sun, I can't help but think about the Lord and all the things He's done. He meets my every need. You know He's been so good to me, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. For all He's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise Him. For all He's done, I'll try to live my life to please Him. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all He's done. There are many things that I could praise God for, and And if I started now until I died, there'd still be many more. If I could only mention one, I'd have to thank him for his son. And that's enough to praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise him. For all he's done, I'll try to live my life to please him. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done. For all he's done, I'm gonna lift my hands and praise him. For all he's done, I try to live my life to please him. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done. Even though I don't deserve to live, my life has just begun, and I can't help but praise the Lord for all he's done.
So we've been focusing on obedience and our response for what God has done and that he is never too far. Do we stop to consider what he has done in our lives, where he is leading us and what he is teaching us? Let's remember that salvation belongs to the Lord. Our total being belongs to him. Therefore, he's our strength. He knows our path. We have to obey him. We've said earlier this week that just delayed obedience is disobedience. There are so many idols and distractions around us. How can we remove those? If we look at the verses from tonight that we looked at in Isaiah, Psalms, and the story of Jonah, Jonah was never too far from God. Nineveh was never too far from God. We are never too far from God. And we pray that we put our trust in him.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for this opportunity that we had to come to camp this week. And Lord, this is the last night. And we know that you have talked to a lot of people this week, Lord. You've touched hearts. You've refreshed souls. You've cleansed us. And Lord, yet there's still people here tonight that are running the wrong way. And we ask, Lord, that you would just touch them, continue to touch them tonight, that you would not harden their hearts, that they would give in, and that they would just accept you into the family of God tonight, Lord. We pray that you would not allow them to run anymore, that you would not let them leave this place tonight without giving their life to you, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that we've had all week. We thank you for your love and your mercy, and that we have relationship with you, that we can come directly to you. And Lord, when we do falter, we can get on our knees and we can ask for your forgiveness. And you are faithful and just to forgive us. So as we leave now, Lord, we just want to ask for your blessing. And we pray that you would just touch the hearts of those and have them stay behind and seek someone out to pray with them. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.